You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, well, well. What have we got here?
It's the Hobgoblins.
It's the Hobgoblins. Oh, that was unexpected and kind of amazing. Annabelle and Callum, welcome to the studio.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
It's so nice to have you here to do something that's so hot off the press. We're still sort of in the work in progress stage and we don't have any stings for it yet. So what are we here to do this morning? Do you want to explain who the Hobgoblins are? What's your MO? Why are we got you in the studio?
So you invited us to do a craft segment.
Yeah, we felt like it's, you know, the sort of the vibe for winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've all been trying to improve ourselves over the pandemic.
Yes.
Who better to kind of lead the charge on that than Annabelle Keane and Callum Devlin?
And
I can't think of anyone better.
Yeah. On a personal note, it came at a really good time because I'm so bored of my own interests and hobbies.
Yeah, you need something new.
I've got movies. I love that.
Yeah. It's like, here comes Callum, he's gonna talk about movies.
And I'm really excited for the opportunity of this segment.
Excellent.
For self-improvement, and that's kind of how we're framing this.
Yeah, and so every 2 weeks we're going to show up with our new creations, having spent some time with them, having spent some time with a new hobby, and let you know what it was like.
That's what we love to hear.
Yeah.
But to make it interesting.
Okay, yeah.
Because that sounds boring.
It's also competitive.
This is also very on brand for you guys, I have to say. What's the competition element here?
So whatever craft we do, we're each going to bring in an example that we've made over the 2 weeks.
Amazing.
You, Rachel.
Okay.
Will then judge it based on our rubric.
What's our rubric?
So we've got four categories out of five for pride, like how proud of it we are.
So we get to mark ourselves.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Yep, nice.
Out of five for creativity.
Yep.
Self-explanatory.
Yep.
Out of five for skill.
Skill.
If there's any skill involved.
Yeah.
And out of five for goblin factor, which is a broader amorphous category, which you can just award at your whim.
Okay, I love that. I also love the sort of commodification of your hobby already out the gate here.
So the final part, of course, is that the losers'
trinket goblin trinket
will be destroyed.
Oh, okay, that's quite the stakes that we're setting ourselves here.
I've brought a hammer.
You truly have brought a hammer. That looks quite threatening almost.
Yeah, they almost wouldn't let him on the bus. Yeah.
There's a few elements to this, but I think that's it.
Okay, so Hobgoblins, you're trying out new crafts, you're trying out new hobbies, we're going to mark you, and then the losers is going to be destroyed.
That's
absolutely
correct.
And this could cause some troubles, you know. This could cause trouble in paradise.
Spoiler alert, we're both very proud of what we've created.
Okay, so we came in this morning, obviously you guys do the top 10 on a Wednesday night. I came in this morning and there was a fine layer of wood chip on the desk today. What's the hobby you've set yourselves as our sort of kick-off hobby?
Whittling.
Whittling.
Yeah.
Aww, that's a nice hobby.
Whittling is just, it's such a pure craft. It's existed forever and it's so simple. It's like you just need a sharp thing and literally any piece of wood.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Anything works.
For example, bits of wood you find on the ground on the walk to the top 10 last night.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, you can just find a big tree, do a little circle around the tree. There'll be some branches that have fallen off.
Yeah.
Boom.
So how's the experience of whittling been for you both? Do you feel like this is a hobby you've enjoyed? What's the process been like?
I really love it. I find it incredibly enjoyable. I think this time round, I've done it a bit in the past, but this time round wasn't that enjoyable because we kind of left it to the last minute and I was doing it last night and I found that a bit stressful. But normally it's great. You can do it while you're, I don't know, listening to a podcast, maybe even watching your favourite TV show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you have to look at too much because you've got to keep an eye on the blade so that you don't slice your hand.
There's a health and safety element going on here. How about for you, Callum? What was the experience of whittling like? Did you feel good about it?
I don't know if I'm... Well, yeah, identify as a whittler, but it did feel very familiar. I think that just the process of stripping bark off of the off of the mm-hmm. branch.
Therapeutic.
And finding... Yeah.
It's very natural. It comes naturally.
And finding whatever object is inside that piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was really nice.
Yeah, we definitely had a different approach in that sense. I kind of knew what I wanted to find in there and forced it out of my stick. Whereas Callum wasn't sure, and he kind of like...
It was an exploration.
He found what was inside the wood.
It changed a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited. I think this is time for the reveal. Do you want to get your little whittled items out for us? And you're going to have to do a bit of creative description for the radio here. Wow. Ooh. Okay, we've got two. Wow, they're quite small. I'm going to start with Callum's.
Yes.
Callum, this to me looks like a beautiful wonky spoon today.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through this object here?
A spoon. Maybe the most classic of items to whittle. I thought I'd start with something easy. I think I was planning on maybe like a crochet hook or even like...
There's quite a curvature
or something
to it.
But it, I was like, this could be a spoon. And I just kept whittling and out it popped.
Yeah, there was a spoon in there all along.
That's generally how it felt.
That's really beautiful. I'm a big fan. It's got a sort of a witch's finger crookedness to it, which I enjoy. There's something very organic about the shape.
Yeah, big goblin factor, I think.
Yeah, the goblin factor on this one's pretty high, I would say. How would you rank yourself on pride here? Give us a score out of 5, Callum. What do you reckon?
Last night I would have said 5. This morning on the radio... It's dropped to a 3.
Okay, we're giving you a 3 for pride. Creativity, I'm going to say a spoon is a classic whittling situation. So it's knocked you somewhat there, but it is a very beautiful object. So I'm going to give you a 2 for creativity. I'm sorry, Callum, we're starting low on that one there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Skill, though, I quite like the use of the raw end of the twig.
Thank you.
As a feature. Yep. I think that's really nice. It's pretty smooth. It's pretty good. I'm going to give you like maybe a 3.5, I reckon. Are you counting up in the corner here, Stella? Cool, because I can't do live maths on the radio. So we're giving you a 3.5 for skill. And then goblin factor, the witch's finger thing, I reckon it's a 4 for goblin factor today.
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty jealous for the goblin factor of Callum's spoon.
Very excited. Okay, we now turn to Annabelle's very small... square, like 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters square. What have we got here, Annabelle?
That's a Scrabble tile.
If you flip it.
Because you gave us the prompt of something that you give your grandma.
Oh,
and
yes.
My grandma is an avid scrabbler. And her name is Joan as well. This goes out to Joan Woodward.
Oh.
So I've made it the J, and I even a tiny little 8 because the J is worth 8 points.
The 8, I'm not going to lie, is a bit shit, but the J is beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, how proud are you feeling about this one?
I'm going to be honest. I'm like 4 out of 5 proud.
Oh, okay, that's strong.
I'm really proud of it.
I believe you on
thank
that
you.
As well, whereas I also believed Callum's slightly ashamed vibe of the spoon today.
No, when I went to bed last night, I looked at Callum and I said, I'm so proud of this.
okay, creativity-wise... I love the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I love where you've come from. So that's giving you points. I'm going to detract because it is also still just a square with a letter on it.
Also, 1 Scrabble tile. Not very useful.
Ooh. Look, I did this in one night.
Okay, we're going to give you creativity-wise. I think we're going to give you a 3.
Okay, no.
Because it's still nice.
That's fair.
Skill factor. It's a square, Annabelle. It is a square with a J. The J is very good.
Mm.
The 8 is not very good. So the skill factor, I'm going to give you just a 3 today.
That's fair. Yeah.
And the goblin factor, I think the goblin factor today is maybe also a 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it's a very wholesome, and I feel like there's a bit of a cursed vibe to the goblin factor.
Yeah, but I also don't think a goblin would play Scrabble.
You never know what a little goblin would do. We're going to have a deliberation. We're going to count up the scores. We're going to play a fitting tune. If you want to get your thoughts in about which of these beautifully, lovingly crafted items is going to be destroyed in graphic detail on the radio with a hammer, then you can text us on 53395. This is The Bats with Block of Wood. You're on BFM. Where else would you be? We'll be right back. All right, we've had some deliberation, we've had some counting time. That was the bats with Block of Wood. We've also got some texts from the listeners who, I have to say, have really come out swinging for the Goblin Spoon this morning. We've had a very impassioned text from Grizzy, who says she has to vote for the witch's crooked finger spoon. She would also love it as well. So we have to see if it gets destroyed here, Grizzy, first.
It's during the song and holding my spoon, my pride has risen. I know it's too late.
Well, someone's texting to say pride goes a long way.
But I really don't want to destroy this.
How about the Scrabble tile? How are you feeling about that one, Annabelle?
I feel really good about it, and I think the simplicity of it is kind of deceptive of how hard it was to get this small perfect square out of using my...
You should have said this before we did the scoring, my friend.
Yeah, all right, no, I'm learning for next time. I've got to really talk myself up.
We're going to do a little desk drum roll. Stella, do you want to lean in and tell us the scores?
Overall, Callum, you've scored 12.5. out of 20. Annabelle, you've got a 13.
Oh, no!
So this means we're about to destroy the witch's spoon. Oh God, I wish you could see Callum's face right now. There's actual horror going on here. He's got his head in his hands.
While making the spoon, the stakes of this segment were completely lost on me. I'm deeply embarrassed.
I think we're going to let you do the honours of destroying it this morning, Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to do this? With a piece of...
We've got a hammer. We've got a big metal doorstop from the BFM.
Do you want to bring that microphone down so we can get a good ear on this, maybe?
Oh, so heavy.
You can pause morning track. We'll do
it. All right, we're ready for the drama. God, I hope this doesn't break everyone's eardrums at home.
Yeah, who knows? Ready? Hold on.
Oh, God!
Destroyed.
Wow, that was surprisingly quite brutal. There's something getting out there.
It was totally flattened.
Amazing. Hobgoblins, thank you for coming in. Callum,
thanks,
I'm really sorry. Annabelle, congratulations on your winning Scrabble tile this morning.
Thank you. I'll give this to my grandma.
We'll see you in a fortnight to bring in yet another craft you can road test in spectacular glory on the radio. If the BFM listeners would like to tell us what type of a hobby you think they should get into, 53955. What kind of hobby should the Hobgoblins try out next week? And what's the parameters? You know, this week it was something you'd be proud to give your grandma. Give us a flavour in that sort of world. Thank you very much, Hobgoblins.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.